Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Let's do something together.
Okay.
Because I think it's all of us. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this room deals with that same thing. The rejection of self, the condemnation of self, the dissatisfaction with self.
Mm-hmm.
Each
contempt.
Of us. We have contempt for ourselves.
So on the Hebrew for Christians site, John Parsons quotes Cahil Cabran, who said, "And God said, love your enemy. So I obeyed him and loved myself."
I'm so glad, because we just adore you. Look at her sweet tears. So what are we going to do, John?
I think as a body, we need to do something as a body.
Huh? I do too. Oh yeah, labels
about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad would say, "Martha, you're whatever."
And so you fulfill it.
Somebody tells you you're lazy. Mm-hmm.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
And of course, what I'm after is a curse myself. I won't let myself have certain things in life because I don't deserve it. When it's given to me, and there it is. I don't, you know. And John's making me see him. And as abusive in ways that I didn't even recognize. But it's interesting because when I learned forgiveness, my forgiveness for him was a delight. He's already gone. But I just delighted in him. The Lord gave me such a precious, sweet love for him when I forgave him. And he was dead. Okay, what are we going to do?
I just think that we need to deal with it corporately.
Okay.
And I don't know how, but I just think that we need to deal with it corporately. I think that there needs to be a corporate decision that we each do as a body.
I see something. Can I tell it?
Mm-hmm.
I see us stand up one by one and say, "I declare that I love my life and my being, and I am whatever else we want to say."
Well, the reason why we have to do it is because this is the prevention of his life from shining. If you demand that your label, your role, your assessment, your value, your thoughts are over him, you prevent him from being able to come through. So when we say, we lay down our self-contempt. We drop our self-contempt. We lay down our labels and our roles. Then he can come in and be. If you want to see Christ's life, get out of self.
Okay, the word is grace. Those who receive the abundance of grace, this is my life verse. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. By one. By his life. And when I'm all involved with my life, I don't be involved with his life.
That's right. That's exactly it right there. It's focus. It's where your gaze is. Is if your gaze is on your lack, mm-hmm. or what you're not able to do.
You'll fulfill your own.
Exactly. It's inconsequential, mm-hmm. because his life is able to do everything through me.
Mm-hmm. And his life, oh my gosh, his life in this woman is just so exquisite spiritually. He has a love for her that, can I say, is hard to imagine, because he loves you so. When I see you come in, his spirit in me says this. And I want to give it to you That's the glory dwelling in your body. And it's in all of us. We are here. We are glowing here, this little ordinary place and these ordinary people. But what he's already done is put his glory in us, and we obscure it because we are destined for his glory. And that's what I'm experiencing, why I'm sharing with you so blazing about this place I go, this clinic. Genesis, it's called. Going down to the beginnings of your being. And that's what. But I'm excited about y'all, because I get the fun of knowing his love for you. And he said he had a blessing for you coming. Mm-hmm. You have a blessing coming. I'm praying for it. Well, I don't know what it is. Yeah. So let's do it then.
Well, I think this is the deal. We're all being triggered to get rid of it. So you're being triggered because your childhood is being brought up by the weakness of your childhood, and the loss of your mother is being brought up in the your weakness as an elderly person. All of a sudden you're seeing that weakness, that vulnerability, and it's triggering back to the original wounds.
Okay.
All right.
I see that.
And so and if you assess yourself according to the old wounds, you're not going to see his life come through.
Yeah.
Same with him. It's same with me. I'm in an impossible situation. And it triggers all my past stuff with my mom, the enmeshment with my mom. So I'm triggered because I had to perform, I had to do, I had to balance her out. And now I'm in this position on this side, and I'm getting triggered because I'm like, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fix it. I was the fixer. I had to fix. So when I can't fix it, I'm triggered. And I think I'm worthless. And I think I'm failing. And I think...
And that's been the devil's assault through me, because you're here to help me write. And I can't produce. And I'm now... See, I'm in it too, because I realize that this is terrible for you. And
so if we just choose as a group and a body to lay down those
expectations,
well,
no.
It's our humanity. It's literally saying, I'm not going to require, I'm not trusting in horses or chariots. I'm trusting in God. I'm not going to say, I can't do it, because I can't. I'm going to say, he can do it.
Okay.
So as long as I'm not in the condemnation of my inability, I will be in the entrance of his ability. I can watch him do it all, but as long as I'm all involved and wrapped up in me and my
strengths
lack
and lacks, and
mm-hmm. I'm always going to lack. And hallelujah, I was supposed to be dependent. You're supposed to be dependent. You're supposed to be dependent. We're all supposed to be dependent, because we're dependent on the one who is our dependability. So I just want, as a body, just let's lay it down into the grave, and let's put a tombstone here, and let's leave it.
Martha is dead.
Dead.
In the...
Martha's frailty, Martha's vulnerability... Martha, you call stupid. All these things. It's inconsequential. It doesn't matter. None of it.
Now that's the low blow.
None of it matters.
I can't ruin my life if I let him have it.
Right. So you don't have, okay, my inability to fix, my inability. I have struggled for years to get things done, and I cannot do it. It cannot get done. Well, all that does is feed into my self-contempt, my fear that of lack of performance or whatever it is. I don't know what the name is. It's all the same thing. And I can just throw it down and I say, you come up out of that grave. You rise. I want to see your life come up. I want to see in all of our lives his life rise up. You want to see him in his glory.
Okay, you want to give us the proclamation? You're just doing it.
I think you did earlier. I think when he said the word focus, it was like, you know, a light bulb going off. Instead of me focusing on my pain, my not being able to walk, can't bend over, do anything, I want to focus on him because I don't want to lose him because of this. Seriously.
You want to gain him.
I want to gain him. I want to focus on him. When I'm hurting, can't walk, it's okay.
And he may have you go and do the whole thing.
And he might.
But that would be with him.
Yes, yes. And he might. Mm-hmm. And that's good too. And I want to let go of the grief, the expectations, and all the... Mm-hmm.
So whatever you just said, I want to let go of all my...
Grief.
Grief. Okay, I declare that I want to let go of all my grief and all my sorrow at myself.
Yes.
I give it up. It's a lie.
Yes.
It's actually a lie. It's interesting that you would be such an exquisite focus of Jesus, and but the liar has you in some other reality. Mm. It's the liar. That's who we've got to overcome, is the liar.
Right.
And you may not remember, but in August, I mean, you had a prophetic word for me. And it wasn't long. I think we were in Timothy, but where Paul says to Timothy, work out what was put in you by the laying on of hands. Twice to Timothy, he says, you have to work this out. It is so hard for me. And you've said, are you reading your notes? Because Jonah took notes through it. And are you reading your notes? And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to read my notes. But that within me that says, I know who you are, and this is who you are. It doesn't look like that, what's down on the paper. It is such a fight to say what you think is a lie. And this is...
That's the lie. But the lie is...
The lie is what's in my head, mm-hmm. not what's on the paper. Mm-hmm. But it is a battle. Mm-hmm.
But see, God is healing that. Because you're up here and it's triggered all the childhood stuff.
Yes.
Every single bit of your childhood has been triggered in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. Everything. And you are as weak and vulnerable and helpless as you were as a child in growing up.
In
and
chaos.
It has taken you back there. Mm-hmm. And so God's triggered, but it's because he wants to heal it. It's all for healing. And it's for multiplication.
I think that's why we're all being triggered. I think it literally
together.
Is God's invitation to say, hey, come on, let's get out of the trigger and let my life come out.
Yes.
So we're all in very varying degrees of triggers. And we're all literally sitting here saying, I'm in this situation and I don't know how to get out of it. But God's like saying, I'm out. I'm the one that's out of it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.